Good evening.
Hello. Anna.
Hello. So let us begin. We are studying section 11 of the Parsha of Lech Lecha from the Qumran commentary on the Zohar. We're going to start with Pasuk 86, but first we'll say a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud sabo ehu ishkin tebid kiluur kimuru kiluur kiluur kimuru. Riyakta l'shem yud he bovav he, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yehi noam Adonai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu konunei aleinu ma'asei yadenu konuneihu. Ma ketiv v'yomer Avram Elot, Nishmatah adra, legabe yetzer hara. We amar leya, al nat tehi meriva beini. Uvein echa, uvein roai, uvein roecha. Sidrin dili, the sidrin dilach, ki anashim achim anachnu, yetzer tov, v'yitzhar kerevin, da beda da lemina, beda lismala. The translation.
Are you aware we already did that? Did these verses?
No, obviously I wasn't there. I wouldn't need to start there.
Okay. 89 is where we were supposed to be. It's okay to repeat, but I just saw we did that on the 19th. We were up to 89.
Well,
you do what you want.
Sorry about that, but let's continue with it.
Right, okay.
We'll do it quickly. The translation, thus it is written in 8, Avram said to Lot that the soul answered the evil inclination. Let there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen. In other words, between my camps and your camps. For we are brethren, because the good inclination and the evil inclination are close to each other, the one to man's right and the other to his left. The evil inclination is to his left, and the good inclination to his right. And I do now remember that we have done that. So let us jump to 89. Okay, Wandi Starat. Ishmata bila mikat rega v'itake ufa mahahu zuhama miyad good shabarichu ashre dioreya v'chadeya v'yarit achtanta ila avetata'a Beit le'an na'echa, bein tzadikayayo, v'ha'hu l'taya bein inun rashiayayo, Tan Bahade Adila Hawa Urkana Lho Vaihu. The translation: as the adversary leaves the soul and the body is purified from that defilement, the Holy One, blessed be He, immediately takes up residence beside him, and he inherits the upper and lower portion, and is delighted among the righteous, while that cursed one, referring to Lot, is among the wicked, and they sin together with him, until finally they cannot be redeemed from their sins. My commentary. We learn a spiritual law that there is never any empty space. Space is either inhabited by Hashem's camps or Satan's camps, and they can change after the purification. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Oh, I was surprised by the word, the Holy One immediately takes residence beside him. I thought it would have been within him. You know, thinking of the Shekinah dwelling within us, tabernacling within us.
I don't think that the beside him means next to the Satan.
Okay.
I think it means beside him, the body, the human being, the soul.
Okay. That's the way I would have thought. Mm-hmm.
But, you could read it both ways. I'm not sure that the Aramaic is written that way, but it can be confusing from time to time, as we all know.
Well, I notice in those scriptures about the blood on the mercy seat, several times it'll say in front of the mercy seat, and it'll say beside the mercy seat, which makes a difference, or on the mercy seat, different translations, and I guess that's why the word beside stood out to me. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't have.
But I can appreciate that.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
So, isn't it basically saying that whenever we do teshuva, we move to the right side, the side of righteousness.
Correct. But it's also saying that when we do teshuvah, the adversary leaves off. He's no longer connected to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the process of cleansing.
So, what does it mean at the end of the scripture? You said it can change. I'm not sure what word it was. Can you read the last line of that?
He immediately takes up residence beside him. And he that cursed one, referring to Lot, is among the wicked, and they sin together with him until finally they cannot be redeemed from their sins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in my commentary, I use the word change. So in my commentary, I'm saying space is either inhabited by Hashem's camps or Satan's camps, and they can change after the purification. In other words, when you have done a negative action, the evil inclination is in control, and the good inclination is forced to follow the directions of the evil inclination.
Okay, so it can change quickly after the purification or back
Correct.
And forth. Okay.
It can change quickly or it as your consciousness changes. That, you know, that's the beginning of your purification.
Mm-hmm.
Is that also referring to the metaphors about the herdsman, your herdsman and my herdsman?
Yes.
Conflicting with each other.
Yes.
Okay.
What you're not absorbing yet, and maybe this is my opinion, it may not be true, but what I think you're not absorbing yet is this is, at this point in the story, Abraham has said to Lot, you go your way and I'll go mine. And what it's talking about is Abraham has purified himself. And so the evil inclination is sent away. It's excised from the body. Not because a righteous person is always doing the right thing. And that this whole idea, Lot is the evil inclination. And when you look at this verse in the context of Lot being the evil inclination, it begins to make some sense, more sense than otherwise.
Well, it was a separation between spiritual and physical, because Lot was physical, where Abraham was a spiritual way, I see it.
But it's also the separation between the evil and the good inclination within the same body.
Okay.
It's both. A child is born, and immediately the evil inclination takes up residence in the body. Because there's no such thing as empty space. Then after 13 years, the good inclination is put into the body. So now the two of them are in conflict, but the person has been used to taking the recommendations of the evil inclination. So as the person learns to do good deeds, the good inclination further enters the body, further cleanses, and essentially, if you as a metaphor, there's no room for both, you know, everything in the body. So as the good inclination grows and pushes out the evil inclination, the evil inclination separates. It's being pushed out of the body. That's
okay.
Called purification.
Okay, let's define pushed out of the body. Where does it? It's when you do a negative action, it comes right back in. So where does it go? Does it leave your consciousness, or does it? Where does that? Purification. I guess I need to define the body gets purified and the evil inclination is pushed out. Are we talking strictly soul?
We're talking strictly a spiritual consciousness. The evil inclination is a spiritual consciousness who is tasked by the Creator to test you by making these negative recommendations. And the passing of the test or the purification is deciding to follow the good inclination and not the evil inclination.
Okay, so it's a conscious thought.
Correct.
You can let it back in. It crashes at the door every second. You can let it back in, but you can push it out of your consciousness by doing the right thing, even
Correct.
Though you're tempted to do the wrong. Okay.
go on to verse 90?
I'm wondering if my thinking along those lines in daily life is I have a tendency to think of a reward of a mitzvah as another mitzvah, and the reward of a negative action means there's going to be another act, negative action that I'm going to have the opportunity to face again.
Correct.
So.
And we're constantly going through those tests on the level of our head.
Well, definitely. Yeah, it's every second of the day.
Many times every second, actually.
But it seemed like it's more pronounced on Shabbat.
No, it's not pronounced on Shabbat at all. It's Friday afternoon, it's more pronounced. Shabbat, the evil inclination isn't active unless you choose to disconnect.
Well, I'm thinking of little things like you forget and you turn a light switch on and you say, oh, negative. Okay, then I got to watch because I'm going to be tempted to do it again. Oh.
Well, if you forget, what you're saying is that you're not doing things on a conscious level. You're doing things basically by rote. And if you're doing it by rote, you're in control of Satan.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't happen all the time, but it seems to me it's, I don't know, maybe because Shabbat is a more laid-back day for me, anyway. Oh, I may have company.
I'm going on to verse 90.
Okay.
Ma keti vayishma Avram ki nishva Achiv vayishma Avram Da nishmata dishte arat Vedachyu begufa Ki nishva Achiv Dayetzer hara Danishpa ben Ainun Tayavaya Behovin Sagin Rayareth et Aniokav Yelide Beito Elaine Inun Sadikaya Delan Yoraita Dinun Dai fae de gufa the reason lemecha fahadea chai ushlosh meot ilain remach chai fin de gufa the sheev bain de raza de nishmata de nafka Metaman v'kola izdarez l'mehach taman v'gabeinun chayavaya l'yatamava lon mitmato v'yibechom.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to hang up. I have company.
All right. The translation, it is then written, and when Avram heard that his brother was taken captive, and when Avram heard refers to the soul which remained purified in the body, that his brother was taken captive refers to the evil inclination, which was taken captive among the wicked by their innumerable sins. And he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, means the righteous men who learn Torah and are the limbs of the body. The limbs of the body are likened to righteous men who learn the Torah, armed to join him, They numbered 318, 248 limbs of the body and 70 that belonged to the secret of the soul. Though these correspond to the seven sephirot of Zeranpin, in which each one is the number 10. The soul comes from the seven sephirot of Zeranpin, so 248 plus 70 equals 318. He was armed with all these to confront those sinners, to make them repent and atone for their sins. My commentary, this is an amazing revelation about the number 318, since it explains that numbers in the Torah can be parsed to explain their meaning. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, here they talk about Lot as his brother. And then in some scriptures, they call him Lot.
Correct.
And yeah, Lot, it is.
Lot is his nephew, but in Hebrew, many times the word nephew is translated as brother because it's using the same word, ach.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, it is a revelation of the 318 and how the Gematria is together with the 70. Are we talking the 70 Zadikins? Or the 70, like you say, Sephirot? So seven times 10, which is 70. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Get that. All right. And this is where he went to battle with, I forget which king did he go to war with?
He went to war with five kings. That had defeated the four kings.
Okay. It is a...
It's a lot to contemplate in there.
It is. It really is. So the whole Zeranpin... was in battle with them, basically. Wow. The whole Torah,
another
basically,
explanation,
right?
Another explanation in the Zohar in another section is the 318 is the gematria of the name Eliezer, the servant which is his gematria.
Uh-huh. Huh. Wow. Well, couldn't you say that's the whole Torah as well? That the seven sephirot?
Well, the seven sephirot are not the whole Torah. The whole Torah is 10 sephirot.
No. Right. But, okay. Maybe I should have said worlds, the seven worlds. In Zeranpin.
We have to think about it.
Okay. So the spiritual world came with them into war, basically, just like they had the ark before them.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we'll stop here because we're almost done anyway, and we have four more verses in the section, so about five.
Okay.
So we have a couple more days to go.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Shalom.
Shalom.